Let's get an update on the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. A debate has emerged about what happened on that Tuesday, September 11th. On one side, there is the Obama administration. It says the attack that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans was spontaneous and involved local Islamist militias. The president of Libya blames it on foreign fighters linked to al-Qaeda and calls it a premeditated strike. Now, as NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, members of Congress are taking sides.
Senator Joseph Lieberman, chairman of the Senate's Homeland Security Committee, got right to the point.
Do we have reason to believe at this point that that terrorist attack was pre-planned for September 11th, or did the terrorist seize the moment to carry out a terrorist attack?
A more complicated question, Mr. Chairman, that we are spending a great deal of time looking at even as we speak.
That second voice, Matthew Wolson, head of the National Counterterrorism Center. And his narrative tracks with what the Obama administration has been saying.
What we don't have at this point is specific intelligence that there was a significant advanced planning or coordination for this attack. Again, we're still developing facts and still looking for any indications of substantial advanced planning. We just haven't seen that at this point.
I've come to the opposite conclusion and agree with the president of Libya that this was a premeditated, planned attack.
That was Senator Susan Collins, Republican from Maine. Senator Lieberman sided with her.
My own inclination is to agree with Senator Collins, but I'll, as I usually do, but I'll await the investigation.
So that's the first point of contention, whether the attack was planned in advance and therefore should or could have been stopped. But it's a complicated question. Olson from the National Counterterrorism Center chose his words carefully. Let's listen again. He said the U.S. hadn't found
any indications of substantial advanced planning.
Substantial advanced planning. There had been at least four attacks on Western targets in Benghazi, including the U.S. consulate, since June. So it was known that local militias were dangerous. So attacking the consulate could have been something that groups had in mind, maybe in a general way. But the U.S. intelligence community hasn't uncovered a definitive plan to do so, which is why they think militias use the protests to seize the moment. That could explain the difference between the Libyan and U.S. narrative. Olson also jumped into the debate over who might have been responsible. Was it al-Qaeda or some local extremists?
The picture that is emerging is one where a number of different individuals were involved, so it's not necessarily an either-or proposition.
What has been lost over the past week is that there were two separate attacks on U.S. targets in Benghazi that night, the first on the consulate around 10 p.m., and another more than a mile away on a safe house where American consulate employees were hiding out. That second attack occurred at 2 in the morning. U.S. officials say that attack, in which the two Navy SEALs died, was much more sophisticated and came long enough after the first incident it could have been quickly planned. But none of that came up during yesterday's public hearing. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.